All participants
Love
are muted.
Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, everyone. This is Mary Estrada calling to you live from Chicago, Illinois. Happy to be with you for week number 4. It is October 22nd. Go ahead and grab your notebook. Jump in your favorite chair. Get ready for an amazing call. Title it The Greatest Secret. And if you are on Facebook, go ahead and jump on the Millionaire Training fan page and watch our Team Elite host extraordinaire live this morning. Good morning, Dan McCormick. How are you?
Mary, thank you so very much. Good morning to everybody. We are live. We're on Facebook Live. For those who are getting used to this technology, it is terrific, fantastic. It is so much fun. And by the way, we got some new technology. We're going to introduce very soon the Hollywood Squares version so we can get people from all over the globe watching us on some new technology that's just coming alive. So we're excited about everything that's going on, and we want to welcome everybody to the Millionaire Training Circle. If you are new to us and we have not met before, this is something we have been doing for the better part of 14 years, every Saturday morning. Before, we had very much activity on the Internet. We had a conference bridge, and then we went from the conference talk radio, blog talk radio, now moving into Facebook Live. And we couldn't be more excited to welcome you to the Millionaire Training Circle. So if you're out there on Facebook Live, go ahead and give us a little, type in something. What was the first product you used this morning? What was the first product this morning? Was it LifePak Nano? Was it Nave Nave? Was it the one that I used first thing this morning as I had Mind Over Mattress? And I got started early on the bike this morning, hitting the streets of Coto de Caza. Okay, Linda, first thing this morning, that's a good start to the day right there, whitening toothpaste. It's not toothpaste, it's whitening paste. Anyway, what a fun time we're going to have today. And could it have been this product right here? I think the single most important product for all of us as we get a little bit older, ageLOC U, those beautiful purple capsules. So let's get started into our curriculum. Let's get started and dive in, and hopefully we can learn something together today. As I had a brief conversation with Truman Hunt yesterday via text, it is an exciting time in the world of Nu Skin. What a week we had. It is an exciting day. I can't wait. We're going to be doing, up in the city of Orange, I think the DoubleTree today. You can go to oneteamglobal.com and look at where Luby Leal's hosting the Hispanic meeting. We'll be up there at noon. I think they get started at 10, and we are going to have a great day. If you know anybody in the South, Southern California, that you should be attending a meeting today. It's going to be wildly excited. Colleen got the vitality going. There you go. I don't have that one on my desk, but I definitely put a lot of that in the body. Not 6 today, everybody. 7. 7 is the perfect number. You got to go with 7. All right. So here we sit with a new technology. Thank you, Buzz, for joining us. You're awesome. One of the great icons in the history of Nu Skin. Of course, Nathan Ricks this week did his first Facebook Live, over 6,000-7,000 views now on One Team Global, on the ageLOC Me. And, of course, we've got those beautiful cartridges, 3D printer technology. We've got my custom version right here. We've got everything going. We have some unbelievable things going on. So today, let's stick to the curriculum. Next Saturday, just so you know, we are scheduled to have what may be his final appearance in the history of the Millionaire Training Circle, and that will be Scott Schwartz. He is in South America right now. He's agreed to come on. He has a message for you that is riveting. Riveting. It will blow you away if you followed his Facebook quotes last weekend. He said something that put me on the phone with him immediately, and I said, let's talk about this because we are in the midst of something really, really big. So the Millionaire Training Circle fan page on Facebook, you can follow us live. Thank you for joining us this morning, and obviously it captures, and so you can go back there and comment and post and listen and pause and do all the things, but I hope that we can get your attention here for a few minutes because I'm going to say some things that are really, really exciting to me anyway, and that is in the history of the Millionaire Training Circle, as we've tried to teach principles, habits, and reference points, we've always maintained that curriculum. One of the reasons why we've lasted so long and is because we are not technique-driven. However, the technique of communication has changed dramatically because of the likes of our cell phones and Facebook Live like we're on right now. But the principles have not. the first Saturday of every month, we talk about consistency. There is not a more important quote than I'm going to give you right here, right now, for one of the great icons in the foundation of social media. Now, we're communicating via social media, via Blog Talk Radio, via the conference bridge, but listen to Gary Vaynerchuk, who says the following. When I hear people debate the ROI of social media, it makes me remember why so many businesses fail. Most businesses are not playing the marathon, they're playing the sprint. They're not worried about value retention of their customers, they're worried about the short-term goals. Now, I'm right here, 14 years later, every Saturday, consistently doing what I do, working on me, working with you. It is awesome. So many vibrant, electrifying team elites that are learning social media together, that are learning how to communicate on a grander scale, moving beyond the hotel room, moving to Facebook Live. And here we sit on Facebook Live, a technology and a platform that just a few months ago, we all kind of thought that maybe the next big thing was Periscope. And Periscope just didn't hit. It didn't take. Facebook Live is dominating the airwaves right now. It is awesome where we're at with live video feed plugged into all of our followers on Facebook. And let's read that quote again for those of you that didn't catch it. Because the first week of Millionaire Training, we always talk about consistency. We always talk about how to maintain it. Why is it my favorite word? Because we're looking at lifetime income. We're looking at residual income. What's the value of a new customer? What's the value of a new executive? What's the value of a new Ruby? What's the value of getting on that Iceland trip? To you, the upline, the value has some number to it. And it's in the thousands or tens of thousands, potentially millions, by making that phone call to Cheryl Huffman, like I did, okay? To have a team elite leg that's grown all over the world, that sponsors somebody, that sponsors Jamie Pacman, and here we have people taking to social media, doing it a better way than anyone's ever done it in the world of Nu Skin on my team, or that phone call that I made to Paige Ripple, or the phone call I made to Gary DeRitter. What's the value? What's the lifetime value? So let's read it again. When I hear people debate the ROI, that's the return on investment. The greatest investment you can make is in yourself of social media. It makes me remember why so many businesses fail. Most businesses are not playing the marathon. They're playing the sprint. They're not worried about lifetime value and retention. They're worried about short-term goals. I remember years ago talking to Scott Schwartz, and he said, you know, I have XYZ distributor in Botswana, Canada, or Northern Canada, or some city up in Canada, and this distributor gets a check of about $8,000. They haven't been to a meeting or a convention or anything in years. They deserve that money because they sponsored those people. The lifetime value. So what is the greatest secret in the world? Yes, I got to figure out how to put it in a mirror and show it to you backwards. That is augmentino, backwards in the mirror. The greatest secret in the world, right? These are a couple of my versions. This is the original one I showed you last week. But today, as I was on that bike this morning, I'm thinking to myself, what can we communicate? What can we say? Some of you are brand new. Some of you haven't been through the Millionaire Training Circle cycle and curriculum before. Some of you are going to hear it differently now as we hear about social media and all of these new things that are taking place in the world. And so I was thinking, you know what struck me? Was one of our first iconic authors that we ever had when we went on Blog Talk Radio Live. And that is the amazing Spencer Johnson, the man who wrote the book, Who Moved My Cheese, spent years crafting, after the 2007-8-9 debacle of the economy, a book entitled Peaks and Valleys. Oh, man, I just want to share with you a couple of thoughts. Because as Truman and I had this short dialogue yesterday, we discussed a couple of the individuals that are challenged right now with their health. And our hearts are heavy. Our thoughts and our prayers go out to those that are having a tough time. And I just mentioned to Truman that our list of people to pray for is not getting any shorter. But we know that through the peaks and the valleys, Spencer Johnson crafted a book and a message and a story that can be riveting for us. And perhaps it will be the greatest secret in the world today for you. So as we get started here today, our hearts are heavy for those that are in challenging circumstances. Our prayers go out. But we all face tough times. None of us will get out alive. But we can decide today to make this the greatest day of our life. We can decide, as this book just captured me, being this is the greatest secret. So Michael begins his day. Ann calls him up and says, meet me at the coffee shop. I want to share some thoughts with you. This is the beginning of Peaks and Valleys. I'm going to give you a couple of highlights here, but you're going to be the one. Only you can grasp it and really appreciate what this Saturday is all about by way of the greatest secret in the world. 14 years we have been discussing the message of Og Mandino, self-help, principles, habits, and reference points. And this one struck my mind out there on the pavement and doing my little mini workout there. I stop at the park and do the bars and the dips and the pull-ups and the it's kind of the CrossFit thing in me. But imagine, Michael meets Ann at the coffee shop and says, I'm going to skip to the meat of this here, so you're going to have to go back and read some of the pauses and the she answered and the she said this, et cetera. She admitted, I'm reluctant to change. Hello, baby boomers. I'm reluctant to change. Hello, individuals that ignore what Gary Vaynerchuk just said to us about the adaptation and the adoption of social media. It is the it wow factor of the world right now. So I need to hear something new, quoting the book now. I need to hear something new. Age Lock Me, Pure Lift, Whitening Paste, Mud Mask, Lip Contour. I need to hear something new. Nave Nave, whatever it might be. I need to hear something new. Often enough that at some point it gets past my critical, distrusting mind. There are so many that distrust social media. Get over it. It's not going away. It is where we are today. And Gary Vaynerchuk says, doesn't matter if you're 14, 44, or 84, figure it out. Put in the time to make it work for you. It's not that hard if I can figure it out. If I can do it, anybody can do it. I'm not a techie. I'm not a social media whiz kid. Thank you for the love and the hearts, you guys, up there in the world. Now, listen to how this conversation is going. I needed to hear that something new often enough that at some point it gets past my critical thinking, distrusting mind, becomes more familiar. This week, I was fortunate to be asked to speak to the entrepreneurs at San Diego State University. And as I'm talking about entrepreneurship, the question from this big bearded man in the entrepreneur program at San Diego State University, he says, so what's your real feeling about network marketing? And I get to launch into this whole new thing about how I was distrusting of social media a year ago when I first heard about it. And Truman says to me, you better figure it out. And so I get to speak to the entrepreneurs at San Diego State University, and their minds, as 20-year-old kids, hearing and thinking that the distrusting level of network marketing. So I've got 23 new friends at San Diego State that are now following and working with me on social media. And I have to talk to them about being an entrepreneur. I get to talk to them about all these fantastic books and personal development. Riveting, fun stuff. I get to speak next month at Mission Viejo High School for the Virtual Enterprise Group. So get in the community. Have fun. Teach people. You're an expert at this. Here we go now. Okay, let me finish the sentence here. So I need to hear something new and often enough. I've said it to you three times already. That at some point it gets past my critical thinking, distrusting mind, becomes more familiar, and touches my heart, that it becomes a part of me. Now look, then that's what happened after I thought a lot about the story. And then some people, she cautioned, get very little from the story. In other words, not everybody's going to buy your story today. Not everybody's going to sign up in your business today. But if they hear it enough, right? They hear about that movie, Jack Reacher, enough. I don't know if it's good or not, but I trust that it is. It's Tom Cruise, I guess. So there's a new movie that just hit, right? So they're going to hear it. Okay. Oh, wow. Did you see that movie? Oh, wow. Did you see that movie? Oh, wow. Did you read that book? We learn through multiple applications and hearing it at different times and different places. And finally, we say, aha, like it was for me when I first did Facebook, like it was for me when I first tried Periscope, when I first got on Facebook Live. Some people, she cautioned, get very little from the story, while others get a great deal. Gary Vaynerchuk, I attract a crowd not because I'm an extrovert, or I'm over the top, or I'm oozing with charisma. It's because I care. Passion. Caring about helping enough people get what they want. He just quoted, help enough people get what they want, and you're going to get what you want. So what a terrific thing. Thank you so many for your comments. Thank you all for joining. It's not easy to do this at 8 o'clock in the morning, but we're here sharing the journey together through peaks and valleys with Spencer Johnson. So I didn't look at the clock here. Wow, time is going. So the story of peaks and valleys, feeling low in a valley is chapter one. He walks you through the cycles of business, the cycles of life, but as the young man went higher, the cool breeze, the fresh air revitalized him. From higher up, the valley looked smaller. So as we come out of the valley, I got to say, the peak of my career was 2009. At the Staples Convention Center up there in Los Angeles, we introduced the transformation. And long story short, the cycle of Nu Skin didn't go straight up. That's not what happens in the world of business. But we are on an upturn right now. We are on an upswing, and I'm going to revert to my big computer screen here and ask you, how many of you have watched Laura Call's latest Social Media 101, Social Media is for Everyone? How many of you watched the post-convention recap on Iceland? And so the training tools are there now. We're training more people. The message is getting out faster. It's simpler, and we're all learning that this product, we can't make it fast enough. Scott Schwartz told me the other day, they can't believe how fast it is jumping off the shelves around the globe. And if you send one, oh, brilliant tip, by the way. One of our new team members, Julie, this week, she made her first postal, 15 first day, another 15 the second day, something like that. And then she had them all packaged up, being mailed out. And that was her post on Instagram, was a picture of her going to the post office and all of these packages being mailed out. So many lucky people awaiting results in a matter of days, right? And so what do? You simply, in that package, try to upsell, and you put one of those in there, a pure lift. So you upsell, and now you've got a reason to call them back and say, as one of my customers in Los Angeles this week said, oh, I love that product because I sent him some. Okay, I met with my golf pro this week, and he was jumping up and down because his mom noticed his ankles. This guy has swelling like you cannot believe, just balloon inflammation. His mom said, look at your ankles. I can see your ankles. All he does is take age block use. Off the charts, you guys, on how we can upsell to customers and have this amazing opportunity to talk about. Who do you know that likes social media? Who do you know that wants to be an entrepreneur? Who do you know that wants to be a part of the biggest transformation ever in the world of skincare? We're changing the bathroom, right? So there's so many things that are happening for us right now. Now, we've only got a few minutes left, but I want to conclude the thought that we are at a point in time in history, and we're going through, we went through the valley, and we're coming out of it with new technology and new ideas on how we can stay more consistent, new ways to upsell, right? We put something. I know that Veronica Vaughn likes to put one of the little sample, tiny little sample jars of a couple of drops of an oil as it goes out as a way to upsell. Now think like the world's best retailers. Go to the airport. You put your bottle of water up there in your magazine. Oh, is that all you want? Do you want some gum? Do you want something to drink? Do you want something to eat? They're brilliant. They berate you, okay? They're obnoxious. But what's the one that's most famous of all time? Do you want to supersize that? Do you want to supersize that? Do you want to supersize your health and beauty? Do you want, you know, so anyway, just planning ideas here. Now, here's what I want to get to in closing, because I want to make sure that we all appreciate together the greatest secret in the world. Yes, Vanessa, it is exciting, and thank you for your comments, Diana, on that book. We have something to be grateful for, and that's the life of Og Mandino, who was, of course, involved with New Skin in the early days, speaking, making some of those early videotapes. So what I want to do here is I want to share a couple thoughts with you about where Og Mandino was on that very first thought, if I could, about scroll number one. Because it's what I was thinking about when last week when we were concluding the call. I was thinking about where are we together as a team, as a group, where are we together? And where was Og in the tough times in 1960s when he's facing that pawn shop window in Cleveland in that cold winter night? And he's facing that decision of, am I going to end it? Am I going to take this soggy $20 bill out of my pocket and buy that gun and end it right here? Thank goodness for all of us that Og saw a light and an open door down that cold, wintry street that night. And he went in, and it was a library, and he started reading books. And he found W. Clement Stone, and he got a job working for Combined Insurance Corporation of America. He did such a good job at the self-help part of his life. He took his life on, and as a recovering alcoholic with an estranged wife and child, think about the words that he penned when he began and he wrote the first scroll. And he says, today I begin a new life. Perhaps none of you are faced with the trial that he was, but all of our trials are for our good, and the good Lord above won't give us any trials that we can't withstand. No matter what they are, no matter how stiff the wind blows, no matter how dire your circumstances, no matter the challenge, the human race, the desire to do well, to contribute, is inside of you, as it was inside of Og Mandino. I don't know if your name is going to hang on the wall at New Skin, on that millionaire wall, but I do know that somewhere inside of you is today I begin a new life. Searching for the person, searching for the opportunity to make a contribution in someone else's life might be the answer to your prayer. Instead of looking inside at what's wrong with me, how bad can it be, look outside and say, who can I help? How can I serve? Because the more people we serve, the more people are going to beat a path to our door and want to know how they too can go out and make $10 today, $50. How about making $720 your first day by selling 72 tubes of toothpaste, as we've heard from some testimonials? It is an awesome opportunity. We are going to wind down this call with the following word, because every time I hear the voice of Og Mandino, because it's in my phone, and when I'm on the plane and I want to just kind of close my eyes and I'm traveling, I hear the words of Og Mandino. Today, I begin a new life. Today, I shed my old skin, which hath too long suffered the bruises of failure and the wounds of mediocrity. Today, I am born anew, and my birthplace is a vineyard where there is fruit for all. Today, I will pluck grapes of wisdom from the tallest and the fullest vines in the vineyard, for these were planted by the wisest of my profession who have come before me, generation upon generation. Now, for those of you on Blog Talk Radio, for those of you on the Conference Bridge, for those of you that are so fortunate to be sharing with me my office here in Costa Rica, California, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to invest in yourself. When that first light hit my head this morning and I woke up a little bit late today, 6 a.m., and I'm thinking, got a busy day, got to go to the meeting for Luby, I've got other people to meet, places to go, soccer games to attend with the grandchild, okay? Porter, he gets out there on the Superheroes, I think is the name of their team. And I thought, I better have mind over mattress right now. I better reach for some Pure Lift and get on my bike and go. You know, sometimes the pillow wants to hold you there. Sometimes the sheets are so warm and comfortable. But that's not where the world happens. That's not where you make it happen, mind over mattress. I got to get on the bike in order to lead the people. You got to get up before the people. And so I did it. Success. Today I begin a new life. It's not totally uncommon for me. It's not my favorite thing to do is get on the bike at 6 a.m. But go out there and make this the greatest day of your life. Go out there and think about simple baby steps. The greatest secret in the world, or maybe peaks and valleys, will speak to you in a big way. Thinking about making good and bad times work for you at work and in life. So Lon in Colorado, thank you for joining us. Lynn, thank you for joining us. I hope that we've said something. Now remember, ideas can be life-changing and we only need one. I'm confident that something, just one word, comment, or phrase may have been that for you. Think about that quote from Gary again, Gary Vaynerchuk, the great icon of social media teaching. When I hear people debate the ROI of social media, it makes me remember why so many businesses fail. They're not playing the marathon. They're playing the sprint. Together, let's lock arms together and do it together. Let's enjoy the marathon together. Let's go out and have the greatest day of our lives. And we'll be back for week number 5 on October. Will it be the 31st next week? No. What will it be? Next Saturday, October 29th. So we've got another, 10 days of the month to invite new people to be on our team, to invite more people to partake in these amazing products. We've got a great month end in front of us. A great day of activities and meetings and opportunities today. So go out there and thank you for being with me. And Mary Estrada for being our pre-conference host. Janice Barnes, thank you for the list, for being with us today on Facebook Live on the Millionaire Transfer fan page. Go out there and make it the greatest day of your life, everybody. I'm Dan McCormick signing off. On behalf of Dan McCormick, from my home in Costa Rica, California, we will be back with you live next Saturday right here on these very same airwaves. Bye for now, everybody.
All participants are unmuted. All participants
Thanks,
are
Mary.
Muted, and they can unmute themselves. All participants are muted. All participants are unmuted. All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves. All participants are muted.
Mary, thank
All
you.
All participants are unmuted.
Sorry, McCormick. Great call.
That was awesome.
Great call.
Dan, that was a fabulous call this morning. It was talking to me through and through,
well,
Libby Wichita, Kansas.
Thank you so very much for being here. Thank you. I love it when we can talk directly to you. Thank you. I love it. It's so simple. We got new technology coming, so you can do it even bigger and better. So thanks, everybody. Have a super day. Appreciate you being with us.
Have a great day, Dan. Melinda, Portland, Oregon.
See you at the Doubletree, everybody.